just north of L.A., on the Paramount Ranch, and anyone can visit and watch the filming from a distance. I had the chance between scenes to sit down with several of the actors, meet them in person, and find out more about this wonderful family show, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, wrapping up its fifth season. I'm actually sitting on the railroad tracks with William Shockley, who plays Hank. And yes, it is true. And, you know, I've been watching you for years, William.
I've been watching you, too.
I know. You've been in my living room. Did you know that? You're a flirt.
Well, it's my job.
Yeah, well, that's your character, and that's kind of how you are in real life, too?
I think it's nice to be nice.
You know, I think there's a car dealer in San Diego that has that nice as its slogan,
nice.
Yeah.
And I want some money. I want residuals.
You know, I love when you're Hank, you have that way of talking.
Yes, that kind of laid-back way.
Is that something that you developed or something that the director told you to be like?
No, I just kind of figured a guy that owned a saloon in 1870 probably was sauced most of the day. Don't you figure?
Yeah, I think you have a point there. How many years have you been on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, William?
Since day one. So we're going into year six.
It seems like it's a pretty laid-back set. People pretty close on this cast?
Yeah, I mean, after half a decade, you tend to be family, so to speak. I mean, you're here 50, 60, 70 hours a week together, so hopefully you like everybody, or at least most everybody.
Describe for me what a day is like on the set of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Every day starts different, in the morning or afternoon or night. There's no structure, that's why I like it like that.
It's so strong, it's doing so well.
That's true. I can't predict the future, but I'm happy. I mean, good ratings, that helps.
You must get recognized all the time, especially with that long hair of yours.
Yeah, sometimes.
What kind of reaction do you get when you're, do you go to the grocery store?
Sure I do. No, I don't eat.
I thought maybe I'd somebody do that for you. I don't know.
No, I go. Yeah, I mean, people, obviously, I mean, I think we have around 14 million viewers a week. After multiply that by 5 years, there's probably a couple people that have tuned in. You know, I think most people are just surprised that I'm not a complete jerk. Like my character sometimes is.
How would you describe yourself in real life?
In real life, just, I'm an average guy in an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, man, I pay the price.
I wouldn't call you average. You're on one of the hottest rated shows on television. You work with people like Jane Seymour, who I haven't had a chance to talk to yet. Tell me about Jane.
And I like Jane a lot.
What should I ask her that maybe I wouldn't know to ask her unless you told me?
Ask her why she didn't fall for Hank Lawson.
So did you did you have a crush on Jane Seymour?
Sure. Who hasn't? She's beautiful.
Yeah, she really is. She's a tiny little thing.
Tiny little thing.
William, if you had a chance, would you actually go back and live in this time period?
No. Times were tough. Really. I mean, people were truly dead in their mid-30s just from the elements and disease. There was no control of, you know, medicine wasn't what it is today. And I mean, just think about getting from Colorado to California in a stagecoach. You know, forget it. I'll take the red eye.
Take the Concorde. What do you think is the great appeal of this show?
It's really a show about what America is lacking. It's truly family, community, all those same things that people talk about, but it is true. I mean, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman provides, I don't know, some type of platform for hope and family. And that's a good dose of medicine any day.
Well said. I found William to be not only very engaging, but a man with his finger on the pulse of what makes Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman work.